And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills this Easter Sunday. We are going to have a delicious prime rib and honor our fallen heroes in Iraq this Sunday.
All right, this is the Phil Hendry Show. This portion brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Thanks for joining us, Ted.
Phil, it is always my pleasure.
And I want to remind our audience that we're going to have more updates on, of course, the Scott Peterson situation.
Phil, I just want to say, if I could, because I know I'm not on the program to talk about it, I'm inviting everybody down to Ted's tonight. Drinks are half price in celebration of the arrest of Scott Peterson. I just wanted to just say something like that.
In celebration of his arrest?
Yeah, I just want to do something to send my appreciation to the Modesto Police Department and the San Diego Police Department. Drinks half price tonight. We're celebrating that this guy has finally been put in handcuffs.
All right. Sunday is Easter Sunday, and you have some things planned over at Ted's of Beverly Hills that you wanted to talk about.
Well, Phil, it is Easter Sunday. We're going to be using that day as an official day of mourning for our troops in Iraq, those troops that died in Iraq. And we are inviting families to come to Ted's and have our slow-roasted prime rib and a juice sauce. Of course, our julienne carrots and asparagus tips, your choice, the famous Ted's flour-wrap potato or rice pilaf. And I think it's a good day, and we're going to invite all the families to our Ted's in Georgetown, the Ted's in Walnut Creek, or, of course, the classic Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Well, I know a lot of the families are planning a celebration with their children, with candy and chocolate, you know, the chocolate eggs and things.
Well, Phil, I wanted to say something that I think needs to be said. And here's where I might differ with you. I think that one day out of the year, and especially this year, America's kids could forego their chocolate eggs and their candy on Easter. And here's why. Their Easter egg hunts and their presents are kind of a self-indulgent thing on a day when we're trying to say a tip of the cap to our troops who died in combat. I think it's demeaning, and I think it's disrespectful.
No. I'm talking about the kids doing the Easter egg hunts?
I think, yes. I think it's demeaning.
You mean like, and even the chocolate eggs, the East, everything?
I think it's demeaning and disrespectful on a day that we are trying to honor our fallen troops in Iraq. And I don't personally want to see my kid, I don't know about anybody else out there, but I don't want to see my kid crawling around on the ground like some greedy American kid hunting for eggs and everything like that while men and women are getting tagged and bagged in Iraq. And I think this needs to be said.
But... I honor all of our men and women, especially the ones who have. We have Memorial Day. That's the day.
Well, Memorial Day is at the end of May. I understand that, but I think while this combat is still fresh in our memories, I think Easter Sunday is a wonderful day to honor the fallen dead. And I don't know what is so hard to understand about one day out of the year, your kid doesn't have to sit there and suck on chocolate eggs. And you know, this needs to be said. We have lost over 100 men and women in a fight for the defense of our country. Now I'm supposed to look at some kid with chocolate that his mother purposely rubs over his face.
What do you mean purposefully?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean purposefully?
Well, I think a lot of these women, as a way of distracting attention away from our young men and women who died in battle, a lot of these upper middle class yuppie mothers who are anti-war, we'll take the chocolate egg, they'll smear it all over the kid's face as if to say, oh, well, everything's okay, no war. And I'm sick of the hypocrisy, Phil.
All right, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, a restaurant steakhouse with three locations around the country, giving us his take on this Easter Sunday. So you're asking for a moratorium on all celebration.
Absolutely. What we are asking people to do is to come down to Ted's, have our prime rib dinner. We'll respectfully raise a glass to our fallen troops, and that's it. No dessert, no chocolate eggs, no kids running around, growing more, pimples or whatever they do with the chocolate. I think it's a sad testament.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Some would say that while the men and the women died in Iraq, children need to be kept separate from these realities, and that children need to be able to still be children. What would you say to that?
I think that's one of the great self-indulgent, yuppie pieces of psychology that I've heard, Phil, over the last 15 years. Children still need to be children. Let me tell you something. Children need to live in the same world that you and I live in. And the children need to comprehend the same reality. And I think someone's kid sucking on chocolate while they are putting a man in a body bag in Iraq, someone's kid sucking on a lollipop or biting into one of those hollow chocolate rabbits, and I think there is nothing more disrespectful than some kid. What my kid used to do is he takes the ears. He bites, he chews the ears first. And I will say, what are you doing? My son's name is Paul. I said, what are you doing, Paul? He says, Daddy, I like to eat the ears first. That's fine. We're at war. And while you're at war, you don't show such disrespect that you very absentmindedly nibble on the chocolate ears of a rabbit and the nose. And I think it is disgusting, and I think someone needs to say something about it.
But that's a little boy. Every little kid eats the rabbit that way. They start out with the ears, and they go for the face or whatever.
Well, look at Phil. Here's the point that I'm trying to make.
You're letting a child be a child.
That's what I'm saying. You don't let a child be a child. You let a child live in the world that we live in. And when you see some kid on Easter Sunday saying, "Oh, I want to eat the ears first and the feet," I feel sorry for every man and woman in uniform. And I'll tell you something else. Only children of people who've never been in combat would suck on chocolate eggs and eat the ears and all the other stuff that they do with a rabbit on Sunday. Only the kids of people who've never been in combat.
Are you trying to tell me that people who combat veterans with kids are not going to eat chocolate eggs?
I think they have a little bit more taste than to sit there and celebrate with candy on a day when we're trying to observe the passing of our troops in Iraq.
All right. Ted Bell is with me from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. You, it seems to me, you're designating Sunday as that day.
I think Easter Sunday is a great day.
All right, so you got to get the word out that kids and Easter Sunday is going to be a day that we're going to be observing mourning our troops.
Well, I think Sunday's a good day, but I think every day is a good day to observe the passing of these great brave men and women who fought for our freedom in Iraq. And, while I'm thinking of the Marines and the Army and the Air and the Naval, people who passed on in this war, and then I walk into a supermarket and they've got the big bags of Snickers. Have you done your shopping for Easter? And I want to just take those bags and I want to rip them apart and I want to say, this is what happens to an American body in war. This is what happens to a soldier who fights for his country, and I want to open the Milky Way or whatever you do.
What are you being dramatic inside of a supermarket? I'm just asking you.
It's not drama, Phil.
I'm just asking you, we can observe the passing of our soldiers, but why can't the children have their candy? And you're telling me.
I'm telling you because they're part of the same world.
I understand that. But the dramatic display in a supermarket.
Well, it's what I want to do. I've never done it, but it's what I want to do. And let me tell you something, Phil. My son, Paul, I said to him the other day, I said, Paul, remember when you bit the face off of the chocolate rabbit, the hollow rabbit? And he said, yes, Daddy, I do. I said, that's what a man's face looks like after he's gotten a hand grenade tossed at it. Now, keep that in mind. And every time my son at Easter bites the ears or the face or the feet, I say, take a good long look, because that's what you're going to look like after you get into a uniform for the United States Army and you go into combat and you stay as dumb as you are today, you're going to look like that. If you get smarter, you'll look better. But if you stay as stupid as you are today, son, and you get into a uniform of the U.S. military, you're going to look like that rabbit with a face chewed off.
All right, Ted Bell with us, 1-800-449-8686. Sunday is a day that he and some others want to designate as an official day of mourning for our lost men and women in the Iraq War. And as such, no candy, no chocolate rabbits, no eggs, no nothing on Sunday. He would like people to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills and have the dinner there, or I guess have your dinner at home. 1-800-449-8686. Are Easter eggs and chocolate candies, is it too much this year? Or should we be thinking about the men and women who died in Iraq? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And I'll be right there.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
We're inviting everybody down for Easter dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Prime red, Julian carrots and asparagus tips. Your choice of the famous Ted's boiled red potato or rice pilaf and a classic Ted.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted to Beverly Hills, sponsoring this part of the Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell is with us, and you are inviting people down to celebrate Easter at your restaurant without chocolate eggs and without candy.
That is correct, Phil.
Because it disrespects the soldiers.
What we're asking are for people to come to Ted's this Sunday for dinner and do something for our fallen soldiers, as opposed to sitting there and watching your child get sugar fixated, put on extra weight, become another statistic in this America's battle against obese teenagers, and generally just self-indulge that child to the point where he becomes narcissistic, where he becomes self-consumed and goes into the world fat and selfish. And I think there's nothing worse than to get our kids off of the wrong foot.
So it is about our kids.
It's about our kids and our fallen troops, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Amanda. Go ahead, Amanda.
Yes, I am a military wife, and I really find it offensive that you are saying all these things about, you just cannot talk to your child that way.
Amanda, I want to honor our fallen troops in Iraq.
Yeah, that's fine. I have no problem. I have no problem with that. I feel the same way. They are doing a wonderful job. I mean, I support our troops completely. But the
so
way
what's not to like about my restaurant?
Excuse me?
What's not to like about what I'm saying then? You agree with me.
That, yeah, about the troops, but not about what you've told your child or what you're teaching them or about eating an Easter bunny's face off. That just doesn't make any sense. You can't just...
What specifically? Yes, ma'am.
What do you mean, what specifically?
What specifically am I saying that's so wrong to the children?
You're teaching them deranged things, like saying that eating the face off of a bunny is what a troop is going to look like after they've had a grenade thrown at them. I mean,
well, you know it's true, and I think it's a great way to teach a child that eating a chocolate bunny isn't everything that, you know, it's fun and that, but it can also be something that is frightening.
Yeah, but
why would you do that with a kid? It's frightening to eat a chocolate bunny.
I want to remind these kids
exactly.
What made this country? Men and women who got their ears blown off the same way the rabbit will when he chews them. Well, you may think it's funny, ma'am. I don't think injured soldiers are funny.
I'm not laughing. I just cannot believe what I am hearing.
So a child is enjoying a chocolate rabbit on Easter Sunday, and when he bites off an ear, you got to remind him about war wounds.
Yeah, Phil. You want to know why? Because a little something just happened. Maybe you read about it in the paper called The War in Iraq. See, I don't know about you and Amanda, but I read the newspaper. I stay up on the news, and they had a war over there.
No one is saying that there's not a war going on. No one is saying that horrible things don't happen around us all the time. I am just saying that you cannot tell children these horror stories.
Yeah,
they're going to learn life lessons on their own, and it is their choice to sign up for the military and defend our country so people like you can say things like
Amanda, right now, in Iraq, an Iraqi child is staying alive by eating a cockroach. And yet they'll turn on their television tonight and see American kids with a 5-pound chocolate rabbit hanging out of their mouth. I think it's terrible. And I'm willing to do something about it. You see, I'm Ted Bell.
Oh, what are you going to do? Take away all the chocolate bunnies all over the earth?
I don't know where you are, but I'm Ted Bell. I don't do things the way other people do it. I'm Ted Bell. I'm starting this Sunday to honor our troops.
Yeah, honor the troops by inviting everybody to your restaurant, have your prime rib. This is one big commercial for your restaurant, isn't it?
Phil, I think that you and I have known each other long enough that you don't have to sink that low.
Wait a minute, sink that low. Isn't this one big commercial for your restaurant?
You are sinking low, accusing me of crass commercialism, and what I'm trying to do is honor the lives and the great bravery of our soldiers. And I'm at least doing something to restore a good image of Americans overseas who right now all they see are pictures of our fat little kids round, fat, pink American kids sucking down chocolate while their children are chewing on sand.
All right, Amanda, I gotta run. I thank you for your call. What happened to her? I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Ileana, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I think opposite than he does. I don't think the war has anything to do with Easter. And the kids should enjoy Easter. And I am grateful for the troops in Iraq that are doing this for us. And I appreciate it with my heart, and I pray for them every day. But he doesn't have any right to not let those kids enjoy Easter.
Well,
is he religious by any chance?
Ileana,
I don't think so.
This
I don't think he's religious at all.
Ileana, this is Ted Bell. First of all, I don't think it's right for an American child to be licking Easter chocolate eggs while an Iraqi child has to eat a camel, you know, some roadkill.
Oh, please, give me a break. What does the Easter Bunny have to do with a war?
I'll tell you what.
You cannot compare a war with an Easter Bunny. That's chocolate.
Is that right? Well, let me tell you
something. Give me a break.
Ileana, you walk out into the middle of a firefight dressed in a rabbit suit. What do you think is going to happen to you? Hello? Hello? See, she can't answer the question.
Well, I think we lost her car phone.
No, she doesn't have any courage. See, Phil, people talk about how the Easter rabbit, the Easter bunny, this. You try walking out into the middle of a combat zone into a hot LZ wearing a rabbit costume. What do you think you're going to look like in about 5 minutes?
Ted, I don't understand it.
What are you going to look like if you wander out into a firefight dressed as the Easter bunny?
I guess I'll get shot.
That's right. They don't care, Phil. They'll kill you, and man, they'll put so much lead in you that when they throw you overboard, you'll sink right to the bottom of the lake. Now, I'm Ted Bell, and I like to think that I think originally, and we're doing this for our troops.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jason. Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, hey, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're talking about Easter Sunday being a day of remembrance for our fallen troops and a day that you want people to come to your restaurant, eat your prime rib, eat your foil-wrapped potato.
Again, you're accusing me of crass commercialism, Phil, and I don't like it.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, it sounds to me like...
Forget what it sounds like. I want to give people a place to go on Easter Sunday so that they can do something other than watch their little kids eat their eggs, eat the chocolate bunny, and all of the things. God.
What are you doing?
I'm angry. I'm very angry.
Are you going to be angry after you look at the till at the end of Sunday night?
Phil, again, I want people to come here to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Raise a glass. Have yourself a cocktail. We also have the Virgin Ted, which is a Coke and ice, and we top it off with a straw.
1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, how many more of these commercials? Ted's
of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on.
Hi, everybody. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills Sunday. Do something for the fallen men and women of our military. Come to Ted's and have a respectful dinner, not sit and look at your kids suck an egg.
Here at Ted's, we want to
wait in your.
All right, take it easy.
No, it does. It angers me.
All right, Ted Bell with us. 1-800-449-8686.
Here's the thing, Bill, that I think is you asked the question on your program the other day, why does America hate us? You remember when you asked that?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why America hates our living guts, or why the world hates America, I should say, is because we got 200-pound 10-year-olds shoving chocolate malted balls into their mouth, shoving Snickers and Milky Ways into their mouths, shoving Mounds bars, Almond Joys. We have Halloween. We have Easter. We have Christmas candy. They have children that can barely walk, barely live, and the American child, now tipping the scales at the age of 10, tipping it at 190, with the heel of their hand, pushing a custard-filled eclair deep down their throat. I find that disgusting. And as a American citizen, I want to honor our troops, not look at a kid eat again. I can look at my own son eat every night.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're right. We have a lot, and we abuse it. You're right. I still don't know why we take away Easter candy from kids. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Marilyn on the Phil Hendry Show. Marilyn, go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
I'm really concerned about this guy, Ted, from Beverly Hills, promoting his restaurant by dedicating Sunday as a day for the troops.
Absolutely.
I think he's making a mistake. I think it's very commendable what you're doing, but
thank you.
You're confusing something. You're very welcome. That is a religious holiday. Okay, and that's the day that all families get together, they sit around the table, they have a wonderful meal, they usually pray, and in our thoughts, definitely the troops are going to be in our thoughts.
Nothing against that.
Wonderful, wonderful, we're on the same page.
Right.
But when you talk about children and stuffing their faces, I think you're making a generalization that's incorrect. Number
a generalization
one,
is incorrect. You have children all over this country that will be shoveling molded milk balls into their faces while kids in Iraq don't even have a donut.
Sir, and that happens not only in Iraq, but that happens in other countries as well.
Absolutely.
It happens in all countries that are impoverished. Now, what do? We punish the children in this country because of it? No,
I think it's
not
a little disrespectful.
The reason,
to have
the
a
reason
big,
why
fat
we
kid.
Are in this country, okay, is because we have a wonderful ability to be able to do and say what we please, and we're able to work hard and get ahead in life.
I think it's wrong for a big fat kid to sit down with a big fat cream-filled bunny when our soldiers are being tagged and bagged. That's all I'm saying.
I think to a certain extent, I understand what you're trying to say, but I think you're using the children here as a means by which to get your thoughts across, and it's totally wrong.
Well, I'm not accusing your child or my child. I'm just saying all the kids together, including my kid. Because let me tell you something. The only reason why my kid ever opens his mouth is so someone will toss a ham sandwich into it.
Well, not all children are like that, but this is the thing. Children between the ages of probably 3 and 8 are the ones that go Easter egg hunting, okay? Children have innocence, sir.
Right.
You
and
were
you know
born
how much
an
they
adult.
Weigh?
You yeah. had innocence at one point.
You know how much they
and
weigh?
And your mind doesn't need to be, brought into a war situation every day. I think we as adults can deal with it, but I don't think children can.
Do you know how much the average 4-year-old weighs now? They're pushing 100
sure,
pounds.
I understand. They have an obesity problem.
100 to 150 pounds.
150?
That doesn't have to deal with candy on Easter, on Christmas, candy on Halloween,
right.
Sir. That is the lifestyle that the parents allow the children to have.
All right, Marilyn, thank you. I got to run. I thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Josh. Go ahead, Josh. You're on with Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills Restaurant.
Yes, my name is Josh, and I just got back from serving in Afghanistan, the United States Marine Corps. My brother just currently got back from Baghdad.
God bless you. God bless everything that you guys do for us.
Yeah, and then here I turn on the radio, I've been listening to everyone support us, and then you come up and tell us how to support our troops over there is to come and spend money at your restaurant. Why don't you, to support your troops, have you thought of giving the families of the soldiers over there discounts, free, anything, or is it just all about money in your pocket?
When you're talking about the troops coming into my restaurant getting discounts?
I'm just talking about, you said support your troops over there and eat at your restaurant.
If you're going to spend money on chocolate bunnies or whatever they do, don't spend it on bunny rabbits because that dishonors what you did, Josh. Every time a child eats a chocolate rabbit, he's spitting into your face. I'm saying...
No, every time a child eats a chocolate rabbit, he's exercising a right that I gave him serving for my country over there.
You think?
To eat whatever he wants.
You think, but we've got 500 and 600-pound 10-year-olds now.
I have a question for you. Have you ever actually been over to another country and seen what them children look like? Have you been to Kenya and seen what them children look like?
Well, they're black in Kenya, aren't they? Are they not?
Yes, they are, but
all right,
have you ever been to anywhere?
I can just go down here to South Central and...
Oh, come on. He's talking about a Kenyan child.
Yeah, I'm talking about... You're sitting here criticizing, you know, our children. Yes, our children have it great, but it's because of our soldiers fighting over there, giving them that right. I've been over there. I have fed the children over in 14 other countries.
Right, and you're not passing out chocolate bunny rabbits, are you? No, you're not.
You know what? I passed out every bit of food I had over there.
How does that little Iraqi child feel when one American chocolate bunny weighs more than they do? Yay! Never thought of that, did you?
Come on, man.
The same family that can't afford a chocolate bunny can't afford to come and have a prime rib and a potato at your restaurant.
Look, we have slow-roasted prime rib all day long. We've got your choice, the foil-wrapped potato.
I don't care what you've got all day long. Don't sell me that. I'm just saying, don't try to exploit our troops by sitting there telling them that the only way you can support them is to come and eat at your restaurant.
Young man.
The way you can support them is to sit there and praise them with your family.
Young man, I'd like you to come down to the restaurant, and the drinks are on me. As long as you let me take some pictures of myself with you.
I appreciate it, but you know what? I fought for my country, and I don't need to come down there and get a pity off you because I made you look like a butt on the radio.
Look, all I'm trying to do is get some photographs of you and I together so people will...
So I can be exploited along with every other troop that you've mentioned on the radio tonight.
What are you talking about, exploited?
Oh, you know what he's talking about. You want to get a picture of you with a Marine, and you can hang it up in your freaking bar with, Ted supports the troops.
Yeah.
So that's what you guys think of me, huh?
That's exactly what I think.
You know something? Go ahead, Josh. Let the kids eat their chocolate bunny rabbits. Let the kids suck down another milk chocolate ball, and you'll see a whole lot of Marines spinning in their graves.
Spinning in their graves.
You know what?
All right, Josh.
The day I see you go off and join the Marine Corps is the day I will see that.
Excuse me. I didn't mean that.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty.